to consecrate my office, my energies, and all the wisdom I can summon to the cause of peace among nations.
Now those who seek absolute power, even though they seek it to do what they regard as good, are simply demanding the right to enforce their own version of heaven on earth.
I want to thank Secretary Powell for his careful and powerful presentation of the facts.
A pack of lies. A pack of lies.
The United States government has, in one way or another, ordered, authorized, permitted, tolerated, torture.
We're making tremendous progress, but there is much more to do to win the war on terrorism and defeat terrorism.
I have a dream.
The fact is, we do need better international governance to help spread the benefits of globalization.
American world domination or paramountcy. Historically, the U.S. sought security, not domination.
Nothing's perfect in life, so you have an election that's not quite perfect.
Now was the time to come forward and say who specifically was on that energy task force and lift any kind of shadow that still hangs.
We've been through this issue a number of times.
We need to make sure that the political, the economic, and the security infrastructure of that state is shaped and helped to come into being.
You have reached the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
Oh, thank
because
God.
Because Hurricane Katrina
right.
has affected so many people,
right.
all of our agents are busy assisting other callers.
Oh, good.
We apologize for this inconvenience.
No problem. I'll hold.
Your call will be disconnected.
What?
Please try your call again later.
But I waited online for this payphone for 5 hours. Wait a minute. Wait, don't call.
You gotta be kidding me. This is a national disaster.
President Bush was easing into week 5 of his summer break in Crawford, Texas.
Now get off your asses and let's do something. And let's fix the biggest goddamn crisis in the history of this country.
Finally, Monday, the storm hit. And the president boarded Air Force One and took off immediately in the opposite direction to Arizona.
And they don't have a clue what's going on down here. They flew down here one time, 2 days after the doggone event was over, with TV cameras, AP reporters, all kind of goddamn, excuse my French, everybody in America. But I am pissed.
If you see a black family, it says they're looting. See a white family, it says they're looking for food.
Tuesday was when things got really serious. Katrina's waters broke through New Orleans' levee. Bush headed directly into the eye of San Diego for a ceremony marking the end of World War II, and with a heavy heart, accepted this guitar from country singer Mark Wills.
Sir, you're not telling me you just learned that the folks at the convention center didn't have food and water until today, are you?
Paula, the federal government did not even know about the convention center people until today.
So what you're seeing is drug, starving, crazy addicts, drug addicts, that are wreaking havoc, and we don't have the manpower to adequately deal with. We can only target certain sections of the city and form a perimeter around them and hope to God that we're not overrun.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Mike Brown has done everything he possibly could to coordinate the federal response to this unprecedented challenge.
He chose someone with absolutely no credentials. And you know what? When I said to the president that he should fire Michael Brown, he said, why would I do that? I said, because of all that went wrong, with all that didn't go right last week. And he said, what didn't go right? Oblivious, in denial, dangerous.
I believe the town where I used to come from, Houston, Texas, to enjoy myself, occasionally too much,
yes.
will be that very same town that'll be a better place to come to.
Yeah! I used to get all f***ed up in New Orleans.
Get every doggone Greyhound bus line in the country and get their asses moving to New Orleans.
The people that were there, that we were feeding and everything, we had no more food, no water. We had nothing. And other people were coming into our neighborhood We were watching the helicopters go across the bridge and airlift other people out, but they would hover over us and tell us hi, and that would be all. They wouldn't drop us any food, any water, nothing. Alligators were eating people. They had all kinds of stuff in the water. They had babies floating in the water. We had to walk over hundreds of bodies of dead people. People that we tried to save from the hospices, from the hospitals, and from the old folks' homes. I tried to get the police to help us, but I realized we rescued a lot of police officers in the flatboat from the 5th District Police Station. The boat, the guy who was driving the boat, he rescued a lot of them and brought them to different places where they could be saved. We understood that the police couldn't help us.
And in the face of inarguable evidence that the federal response was bungled, bureaucratic, and incompetent, the CEO president turned to Michael Brown, the head of FEMA, whose previous job was judging competitions for Arabian show horses, of which he was let go from. And Bush let loose his righteous indignation at a tragedy compounded by mismanagement.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
This is ridiculous.
The White House is lifting part of the Davis-Bacon Act, created during the Great Depression. It requires companies receiving federal contracts to pay at least the average wage for the region.
I instructed Secretary Bodman to work with refiners, people who need crude oil, to alleviate any shortage through loans. The Environmental Protection Agency has granted a nationwide waiver for fuel blends to make more gasoline and diesel fuel available throughout the country. I can't tell you how devastating the sites were. I also want to thank the American Red Cross and the Salvation Army and the Catholic Charities and all other members of the Armies of Compassion.
If you've retired, you don't have anything to worry about. The third time I've said that. Probably say it three more times. See, in my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in, to kind of catapult the propaganda.
I want to make sure I fully understand the relief efforts and the extent of the relief efforts and the progress of the relief efforts. After all, we're dealing with one of the largest relief efforts in our nation's history, and the federal government's got an important role to play. We're working to help these pipelines get up and running. Pipelines carry refined product. And so we're working with the majors, major oil companies, to get with Colonial Pipeline so they can carry the products of the major oil companies, the refined products. Right now, the Colonial Pipeline, which is the major pipeline serving the East Coast, is back in operation, but only at 50% capacity. We anticipate that as the days go by, more and more that capacity will be restored. Other major pipelines are coming back online. But as I said, we're going to have a temporary disruption of gasoline product. Another challenge we face is that the downed pipelines are causing the need to transport gasoline to needed markets by ship. Under current law, shipping between American ports can only take place on American ships. And there are currently not enough American ships to move the oil and gasoline to where it's needed. So today I've instructed Secretary of Homeland Security Chairman Chertoff to temporarily waive this requirement so foreign ships can also help distribute oil and gasoline to where it's needed. Today's action will further help us move gasoline to accommodate the demands of the American citizens. Steps we're taking will help address the problem of availability, but it's not going to solve it. This recovery is going to be a long process. It's going to take a lot of hard work and patience and resolve. It's also going to require a lot of money. And the federal government will do its part. I know this is an agonizing time, or we all know this is an agonizing time for the people of the Gulf Coast.
A critical water supply was destroyed because of lack of action.
Was there more that you and your department could have done to help in that evacuation?
Under the National Response Plan, we're responsible for what's called the emergency support function. And that is that we will respond to the requirements of the Department of Homeland Security through FEMA in terms of what their needs are. They tell us whether to pre-position tarps or water, MREs, whatever. And we did all of that in response to what requirements were laid on us. Now, there are other things that we were doing on our own based on making sure that the economy did not falter. One of those things was to get the pipelines up and running. And our Office of Pipeline Safety, working with the pipelines, commandeering some generators to critical places where they have their pumping stations. We got all of those up and running, and by Friday, 40% of the fuel was in, and by Monday night, 100% on one line, and last night, the other 100%. So there were things that we did on our own, but under the, again, the National Response Plan, our function is to be to respond to whatever the requirements that are laid on us.
See, what they're doing, they come around trying to brainwash them for you to go and leave your place, so when you come back, you won't have nothing to come back to.
He says the soldiers keep coming around asking him what size he is, what size body bag he's going to need. He says if he needs a body bag, it's going to be when he dies from old age, and he'd need it anyway. They are staying put. He says he has plenty of food. What these people would really like is for the city or anyone, or maybe some of these soldiers, to just come in, clean the place up, and get the power back on. He sees no reason why he should go.
So this is we're in the middle of the 70s.
Yes.
And the Russians have the ability to bend the
flow of jet stream.
Right.
And so many of the people in the arenas here, you know, were underprivileged anyway. This is working very well for them.
Let your children play. If you give this man